9725, Doris and Vince Wheeler, east of Road 274, west of F Street, being lot F-17 within Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park, a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
State your full name, please.
Doris Wheeler, 610 H. Moores Mill Road, Bel Air, Maryland.
Vince Wheeler, same address.
Bel Air, Maryland.
Bel Air, Maryland.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir. Put your hand up there.
Sorry.
Can't reach.
That's okay. I believe you. Okay? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
My name is Doris Wheeler, and my husband Vincent. We own a mobile home in Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park. And we had, in 2004, my husband had a stroke. And in order to get him into the trailer, we had to put a ramp in. And I have pictures of that and the mobile home that's next to it. And in order to do the ramp, we couldn't put it in the front because there was not enough to make the grade right. So we had to go down the side, and we went as close to the existing piece of property or the existing trailer that we could. And the way I understand the, it's supposed to be 20 feet from the next mobile home, and it's 19.6. So, and I don't understand all this, but all I know is that the contractor did submit the work. He applied for the application from the park. The park said they didn't understand why we had to apply for a variance because that was all approved, and we got a building permit. So I don't know why we had to apply for a variance, but maybe you can explain it to me.
This is what your contractor told you?
I have all the paperwork here and a building permit that was from Sussex County. And Sussex County wrote to us and said that we had to apply for a variance, and I had to pay $400 for a variance for 6 inches for a ramp. So I don't understand why.
The law requires that all structures in a mobile home park be at least 20 feet apart. And it appears that a building permit was issued to your builder that said precisely that, 20 feet. It was built a little bit too close, so that's why you're here for a variance.
There's no other way we could, if we built it, I guess if he built, had built it six inches smaller.
And that's your evidence for a variance. That's your evidence to support the variance, that you couldn't possibly do it any other way. But you asked why you're here, and that's why, because the law requires that there be 20-foot clearance. So that's why you had to apply.
Which, was your builder GL York Enterprises?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are they licensed in Delaware?
I don't know. I couldn't find anybody down here that could do it because we needed it in order to get him in right away.
Sure.
And nobody down here could do it right away, and this gentleman could, so that's why I hired him. He's, I live in Bel Air, and he was from Bel Air.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Miller? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the situation makes this unique and enables the reasonable use of the property, considering the applicant's situation. I don't think it was created by the applicant, but the contractor, the applicant's representative. I don't see where it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare and a minimum afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve K case number 9725, and request that be checked that the contractor be licensed in the state of Delaware, and also a letter sent to him.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9725 with stipulations. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, ma'am.
Okay, you said with stipulations.
Well, that your builder, he'd be, not on you, ma'am, that he'd be notified and make sure that he's licensed to, he's a licensed contractor in Delaware.
What if he's not?
Well.
That'd be his problem.
That won't be nothing on you, ma'am. That'd be on him.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Case number 97.